Go ahead, whoever that was. This is WRWB 489.
Good morning, 489. This is WSAA 336.
Yeah, I seen somebody key up. I just didn't, you know, had the volume turned up. I didn't know who it was. Anyway, there. Good morning. You got Mike here. Over here in Clinton Township.
Personal is Chuck Saginaw. WSAA 336. You got a copy? You out there, Mike? WSAA 336, clear.
WSUG 772, mobile monitoring.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yes, go ahead there. Yes, WRWB 489.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, do you ever hook up your other little radio you bought?
I know you've been saying this, and I should do it. Today, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. Before I leave the house, I'm going to take it with me, just turn it on, not key it up. Obviously, I can't because the antenna I have that's on the roof now, it's not really made to, so I'm not going to, you know, blow it up or nothing. So once I get that mag mount, and then I can use the antenna that came in the box.
Okay. So I guess the answer was no, in short. So, okay, well, you'll get to it eventually.
Sometime before I'm getting gone. But, I'll look at it today and take it with me and see what happens. Yeah, because the last one, I just turned it on, and before you know it, it would just get red hot, and what the hell, this shouldn't happen. You know, fans coming on, getting red hot, even when it's, turned off, it's, you know, still idling, it's like, whoa. Not good.
Yeah, well, that almost indicates, like, shorted output transistor. Or module, whatever they're using in those radios, whatever. Same difference, right? It's a power-consuming device, tied to the heat sink, so it's getting that red hot, right? No single resistor is going to burn up and eventually burn open. Opens the circuit, but sounds like it had bad outputs. So, well, whatever. All right, well. No, you didn't get it hooked up yet. That's the moral to the story. You'll get it one day. That audio you're on, that radio you're on right now, the audio is a little light and deviation, you know, so do you really notice it when there's two stations out there? Your audio is noticeable, much lighter, so just that radio doesn't quite have good transmitted audio, at least as far as the level goes. So, just tough when you're in the car. In this vehicle, there's a lot of background audio, so you crank it up. So the beat really beats in the ears, but your audio is something under that.
Yeah, well, it is what it is for the time being anyway.
Yes, it is what it has been for a while. Yes, I agree with that. You know, probably if, you know, you're in a house and it's a quiet atmosphere, probably not so big of a deal, but that one is noticeably lighter. You need to put that on a comm monitor and see what the deviation level is on that radio. I think it's just a little light that way, that's all. All right, what's going on today anyways? Much?
Nope, just work. That's it. Work, work, and more work. And maybe do some yard work again when I get home.
Yeah, I get you. Well, 3 more days of April, and that's it. Wednesday, you can close the book on April.
Yep, and days are getting longer and getting warmer, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely staying nice out for the most part, which is a good thing. Summers are so short. You know, spring, summer, fall, typically. I mean, even though it stayed pretty nice late last year, I mean, typically the nice weather is just too short in this state. Winters are too long, obviously. So that's what I hate about Michigan. Before I lose sight of this, I better get an ID in there. I don't think I'm due yet, but maybe getting close. They never write you up for doing it too early, only for not doing it. WSHM 738.
Yeah, WRWB 489. Yeah, we're just talking to the wife here for a short. Yeah. Everything's looking good so far, you know, in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, I got to make a phone call here, so I will catch up with you, Mike. Have a good day. That's it for me, and then it won't be too long. I'll be at work here, so we'll see you later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
WRUP 244.
Go ahead there, we'll catch a later call. Yeah, go ahead there, station that was breaking in there. Had your audio cut off.
Mike Paul, just saying 7-3, have a good day. I'm in and out. WRUP 244, Jim, we're out.
Okay, Jim, I hear you in there. And there's the classic thing that I'm talking about, Mike, that I was referring to earlier. Like, his audio, like, blows you out of the car, and yours is light. So when you hear both of them, you know, side by side, you got to keep riding the volume knob. So it's not anything's wrong with his radio. It's just yours is not loud enough. So it's under par for sure. All right, good morning, Jim. All right, with that, I'm getting out of here. We'll see you guys later. Have a good day. WSHM 738. Good morning.
Yeah, what's going on there, Jim?
Not much, actually. I'm getting the full scale out of the Detroit repeater. I know they're all interlinked and everything, so but I'm getting the full scale on that. Yeah, I understand. I am going to be in and out real fast because I got a few things I got to do. I just knew you guys might be here, thought I would throw in and say good morning. But that's about it, I guess. So the WRUP 244 back on your final.
All right, sir, Jim. Well, I'm probably just going to take a standby here. Well, this is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by, monitoring, listening, whatever. So.
USGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSAA 336, monitoring. WSFF 330, mobile, monitoring.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
Morning 556, mobile monitoring, WSBM 993, copy.
Copy you loud and clear, sounds like you just woke up.
Yeah, a little bit ago, my friend. You must be heading off to the work headquarters, right?
Yeah, that I am. I just left the house, so heading off to work for the day.
Roger that. I hear you there. Hopefully it'll be a nice day out there today.
It's supposed to be up to 75, so seems like it'll be a nice day out as long as it don't get too windy.
Hey, roger that. I hear ya.
So, you got any big plans for today?
No, not really too much going on today, really too much. I gotta take my friend to work or whatever about 9:30. Gotta take her to work and give her a ride. But other than that, no, not really too much.
Yeah, I've definitely been there, done that. Had a couple of buddies of mine that needed rides to work because they blew their cars up.
Hey, roger. Yeah, for sure. They sell cars over there at your work, too? Running cars at all? Have they ever put any out in the front there for sale? Or they just have the ones in the back there that are just scrap cars?
They're not licensed to sell vehicles, they're just licensed to salvage them. If there are any vehicles with running motors and good transmissions, we pull them out and separate them for sale.
Copy that, yeah. I hear you. What happens if somebody brings one in and it's still a good running and driving car or whatever, maybe just has a little bit of issues or whatever, do they let the workers get any connections with them or any, you know, can they take them on if they want them or no?
Unfortunately, no. Any vehicles that we get, regardless of condition, they get tore down for parts if we need them. And then if it's got more parts than what we need, we just set it off to the side until we run through it all.
Copy that. They have a, you guys really don't crush cars there or anything. You guys don't crush them or anything, right?
Yeah, we do. We wait until we got about 100, 150 of them, and then we call some company to bring a mobile crusher in. And they crush them up all at once and haul them off somewhere for scrap.
Copy that, yeah, but before they crush them, though, don't they have to take out the gas and all that and do all that before they can crush them and stuff, or what?
Yeah, that's what my job is. I take off the parts that we need. I pull cores off, like AC compressors, alternators, and stuff like that if we don't need them. And then I drain the oil, pop a hole in the transmission pan, drain that, and then we have a... It's like a little drill, but it's on a stand that hooks up to an external fuel tank. And we drain all the fuel into that and use it in our yard truck and our delivery truck.
Copy. Yeah, they gotta drain all that stuff out of it before they crush it. They can't leave it in there, right?
Everything's got to be drained out of them before we can send them off to the crush yard. So anything like oil, coolant, transmission fluid, gear oil, fuel, you know, any sort of fluid that's in it, it's got to be drained.
Copy that. WSBM 993 for radio ID identification. Yep, I hear ya.
Yeah, once it's all drained and we got everything we want off of it, we just toss a bunch of scrap in them, up to 5 tires, and then, like I said, once we get about 100, 150 of them out in the scrap area, we call in a mobile crusher, and they just crush them all up, load them up on flatbeds, and haul them off to the scrapyard.
Copy that. Now, have you ever watched them get crushed before? Have you ever seen them do that?
No, not yet, but here shortly, it sounds like we're going to have the crusher come in, because we got about 126, if I remember correctly, sitting out there, so here soon they'll be calling in the crusher.
Copy. Yeah, it seems like that would be kind of cool to watch them crush them, you know, like see how it's done, you know. That'd be kind of neat to watch, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've always wanted to know how all that was done.
For sure, definitely. Well, anyway, Shane, I heard you out there this morning, and I wanted to jump in and chit-chat and say hello to you there for a few. But I'm pretty sure you'll probably be approaching your destination here pretty soon, so I'm going to jump back off here and finish doing what I was doing and whatnot. But just wanted to jump in there and say hi, and you have yourself a good day and all that good stuff, and we'll probably talk with you a little later or whatnot. But take care, my friend, and we'll do it again. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring your final there.
Yeah, once again, perfect timing on your part, because I just got here. So, but yeah, I'll probably be on the monitoring side all day today, like I usually do, so I'm sure I'll hear you out there. But, yeah, I'll let you get back to doing what you were doing. Thanks for reaching out. It was good to talk to you. You have yourself a good day. Don't have too much fun out there. Be safe. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
993, this is WSAA 336, you out there? WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSCU 202.
About 330. Hey, good morning, 793. How you doing?
There he is. What's happening, Kurt? Good morning, right back to you. How are you today?
Oh, you know, wonderful Monday at work. Same old, same old. Trying to get ready. I got to leave town here Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, so trying to get everything situated. So that's always fun.
Yeah, I bet you is, man. It's called living the dream. That's what you want to call it. I'm all right, doing okay. Still waking up here a little bit. I just figured I'd turn it on and see if anybody's running around out there, Roger.
Roger, that heard you. I figured I'd jump in real quick and say good morning to you, because obviously I'm still working. So, hey, we will talk to you later. I'll be out later this afternoon. Maybe I'll catch you then. WSFF330, clear on your final.
Yeah, hey, my friend. Good talking to you. Sound good, too. Sounding really good. Good talking to you. I called for you the other day and see if you were around. I took the of your gear and everything. But good you're doing all right. Glad to hear it. And we'll talk to you sometime later today, probably. If not, yeah, just have a good day. WSMZ 793, I'm monitoring. Monitoring.
Good morning, 793, WSBM 993 Mobile.
Good coffee. Good coffee. Station 902. You're up there, Frank. WSOG 793. I guess not. I'll contact Station 902. WSOG 793 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
991,
Jazz, WSAA 336. What's popping over there? WSOZ-793.
Hello, 793, and the other station there, I believe, was calling me as well. I didn't, you guys doubled there. Doing pretty well. I don't know who the other station was, but I did hear you in there too, Dave, and there was another station as well.
Morning back to you.
Doing good, guys. WSBM-993.
Go ahead, Dave.
WSBM-993, is that you, Chuck?
Yeah, copy that. WSAA-336. How's it going today?
We're going pretty fair, and I can't complain, you know, just out driving around right now at the moment, not really doing too much, no major plans or anything really, just driving a little bit, dropped my friend off at work, and that's about it right now. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. I've got my VB20 antenna hooked up in my truck yesterday, so that's all good. I can't wait to try it out a little later.
Hey, copy that. Are you on the TV20 now, or are you on your HT?
I'm on my Baofeng.
Copy that. The Baofeng HT sounding good, man. Sounding real good. Got that mobile antenna hooked up, you said, in your mobile there for your 20, you said. That's cool. Awesome. Good to hear, man.
Yeah, it went easier than I thought it would. Dave, 793, you can jump in here if you want.
Any big plans for today at all, Chuck, or no?
I got some errands to run, kind of up in the air. My time schedule's kind of like iffy, so I'll be in and out all day and monitoring on the mobile at some point. Over.
Yeah, now you're taking the DB20 back and forth in the house and in the vehicle. You're kind of going back and forth with it, or are you just keeping it basically stationary now in the mobile?
No, I don't have an antenna in my house anymore for that, so I'm going to order another one of those magnet mount antennas, Nagoya, and then I'm going to put that in the house. That way I can transport the radio in and out and use that as a base. Over.
Roger that. WSBM 993 mobile for station identification purposes. Yeah, I hear you there for sure. I got to order me another Nagoya too as well so I can have it for to use inside the house because I just got the one for the mobile in the car right now, so...
Yeah, copy that. This one works, you know. It works really good. The battery does die if I'm on it a lot, though. That's the only reason I'd probably go with the base station. But then I have to go in another room, and it's not quite that easy to stay in there. It's a lot easier in the living room.
Copy. Yeah, that's the only thing about those Baofeng handhelds that I've noticed is that the batteries don't really seem to last really that long on them. I wish I would think that they must make a better battery for them, like a more longer lasting battery. I mean, you would think that they would have other batteries out there that you could purchase or buy that have more. What do they call that, milliamps or amperage or whatever they classify it under, you know, but I'm not exactly sure, you know.
They do.
Copy that. Was that you, Dave, that said that? WSBM-993?
The ones that you see on some of the radios.
Okay. seat in there. I don't know if that was Dave or who that was, but they said they do. But was that you, Dave? Yeah, Chuck. Yeah, I hear you, man. All right, well, I'm going to jump off here and just kind of monitor a little bit. You have yourself a good one, Chuck. It was good to hear from you. I think Dave's calling me now, actually. But anyways, I'm going to talk to him here. But you take it easy, Chuck, and we'll definitely do it again. WSBM 993, clear at your final.
Sounds real good, Chad. I'll catch up with you later. WSAA 336, monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSDH 932, monitoring.
Morning 92, WSBM 993, mobile.
Good morning, Chad. How you doing out there?
Oh, doing all right. Yourself? How's things going your way today?
Absolutely excellent. Can't complain. Beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, for sure. Just wanted to jump in there real quick and just say hi or whatnot, man. Hope all goes well for you today on this Monday. And you have a good rest of your day there. And we'll talk at you. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency.
All right, Chad, be safe out there. Safe travels. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WRYY 263, monitoring.
Station 902, Frank, you around? WSFZ 793. No contact, WSFZ 902. WSFZ 793, monitoring.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
Yellow 556, WSBM 993, mobile.
How's your day going so far?
Doing okay, I guess. You know, can't complain too much. How's things going over at your work headquarters? Pretty good today?
Yeah, so far so good. Got a car that's being torn apart at the moment. My boss had me change the oil in our delivery cargo truck, and I just fixed our heated power washer. The filter on it was all gunked up, so the kerosene wasn't able to flow, but I got that working for him now, so he's pretty happy.
Copy that. Must be break time or lunch time now, eh?
Sure is, 12 to 1.
Copy that, I hear you there for sure. Definitely. Well, I just want to jump in there, man, say hi to you real quick or whatnot. That's about it on this end. Not too much else going on otherwise. Concentrate on the road here and whatnot. But you take it easy for now, Shane, and we'll talk at you a little later or whatnot. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring the frequency.
Talk to you later. Be safe out there. Don't let no one run you off the road. WSHW 556 clear and monitoring.
What's a red flag warning? WSCY 430 something. You're not making the repeater.
Magnor told you guys. That's not our home repeater. We're pointing at our home repeater. We're getting full bars. Everything. Solid. You guys are open. We still have buses.
Yeah, I didn't catch all that. If you're talking to me, I didn't catch all that. It's breaking up.
I have a bigger and higher antenna, but I'm not going to go to that. My simplex. You're really getting out. No, I'm on a repeater radio right here, so you're probably not going to hear me. Not in your county, anyway. You were up here in County, McCarthy County, or Gang County, or Midland County, you'd probably hear me.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm on Detroit repeater. I can hear you now. I make out what you're saying, but you've got a whole bunch of hash in there with you.
Right. That repeater from Detroit hits me with about, I get 10 bars at full strength there. That one's just coming in and out of here, 4 bars. The repeater up here totally maxes my meter out. But I guess that's just a problem with myself there, it being too repeated in that antenna. We should put it back in there.
Talking to me. You have a good day too. It's just, it's hard to hear you. I hate telling people that, but you gotta be honest. It's just, it's hard to hear you. A lot of hash and trash coming in with you and stuff, but you have yourself a good day too. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WSUR 566 on the air, Mahari.
WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WSEH 922, listening.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 on a radio chat.
10922 here, you're sounding loud and clear.
Yeah, Roger that. We just put another break in a vehicle, so we want to just check it out. We appreciate it. Yourself a wonderful day. We'll be outside here, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Roger that. Yep, she's working good. WSGX922. We'll be clear and listening.
922, this is WSAA 336. Got a copy?
336. Chuck, how you doing?
Real good, Greg. How am I sounding? I'm on the mobile.
Sounds like a DB20 to me.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, my friend, but we got there.
Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding good. You got the Jack Special, the DB20, and the 72 Nagoya mag mount?
Affirmative. That's the way to go.
Roger that, no doubt about it, for sure. Yep, sounding good.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll try to get out there more now. It's WSAA 336, monitoring mobile.
All right, Chuck, drive safe. Have a good day. Good talking with you, WSGH922. I'm the DB20 here at home with a Harvest BC200. Antenna. We're listening.
Station 336. You're sounding good here in Rochester Hills. WIEG. Brady.
Thanks for that, Jack. I appreciate it. I've been listening and learning. WSAA 336.
I would not tell you anything bad. The DB20G, I got two of them. One in the pickup truck and the one here at home. Roger.
Roger that. I'm already looking to get another one to keep it at home in the base.
That is the best thing to do. That five antenna, I guess you heard it from Jake. It's a good antenna too. It's only one stick of fiberglass. And it really gets out. I was talking to Ohio, New York. I was talking to Illinois, Chicago, Illinois on it.
Yeah, roger that. I will definitely go that route.
All right, buddy. Take care. Drive safe. Have a good day. WIEG 48.
You too, Jack. WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WIEG 48, copy. Roger.
You're sounding good too. I'm on the Harvest and the DB20 on medium right now.
Start with on medium. Don't go on high. If there's more talk, you know, it might get too hot. So this summer, if we're going to talk on it, I would suggest get one of those small fans from Amazon, about $10, and leave it on it. Otherwise, you don't need. If you don't talk too much, leave it on medium.
Yeah, Roger that. Yep, she's on medium. That's where I leave it for sure.
I couldn't get in on that station. I really couldn't get in. I wanted to get in, but I couldn't. And I forgot I have All-Star. You know what I mean? I should have got in on All-Star from my cell phone.
Yeah, I was wondering, they ended that thing right at 9 o'clock, so the guys that checked in there at the end didn't necessarily get a chance to talk. But, yeah, it's a good net in the morning. I'll be listening here.
Yeah, that always, you know what I mean, always, because I was on TV one time in 86, and I was walking out from a supermarket with a bag on my hand.
Yeah, Jack, you should have got on there and told them that. That's funny.
Yes, but there was no chance. I shouted it twice at them. They couldn't hear me, I guess, or they couldn't monitor me or something like that. I don't have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I heard you check in. I think I checked in right after you on the check-in.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes they can't get all these people. Sometimes they could. But really, they should never end it at 9 o'clock. Maybe about 10 o'clock is fine.
Yeah, Roger that. That was the first time I turned it on, so I guess it's every day at 7, huh?
I think it's 7 to 9, every day, 5 days. The Saturday they have some, but it's different.
I was looking at their website. It's all posted on there. That's good stuff for sure. That EchoLink, I've got it on my iPad, connected to my iPad, and going through my router. Did it sound all right?
Just like you're talking right now on that DB20 with the harvest out there. They really do.
Roger that. Yeah, the guy, when I first tested it, he said I had one of the better signals that he's heard in a long time. So all I did was follow the instructions on EchoLink, set it up through my router, and yeah, that's how I'm running it.
You can always do that on the iPad with no problem at all. All right, Greg, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. I got to go outside and do some work.
Okay, Jack, yeah, I got to get a shower here, and I got an appointment here this afternoon myself. Good talking with you, Jack. We'll talk to you later. WSGH-922, we'll be clear.
WSGH-922, clear.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Sam, Foxtrot, 902. The 793, you still out there?
Yeah, come on, 902.
Good afternoon, what's happening over there?
Nothing, I'm just getting ready on the computer here to Mouser Electronics, see, see if I can get some mic insulators for transistor so I can put that handheld back together there, okay?
All right, so you didn't get them together yet? Did you come back together yet?
USVM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Why are you setting the repeaters up on me, man? Why don't you be a man and come out here and tell me what your problem is? What's that?
I said he's got a fascination for his CR3.
Something. He zeroed in on me. He's shutting the damn repeater down on me. I'd like to know why. I'd like to have him come out here and we squash this.
Yeah, you don't want to do that because I'm hearing a new radio now. You'll be hearing a little bit. Oh, shoot, I can't talk. It'll be hard. I'm getting a new walkie-talkie by Amazon, and I have some to try it out on.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, WSBM 993 mobile.
Well, hello there, 993 mobile. How are you, Chad?
Oh, doing pretty good myself. Hope all is going well your way on this beautiful, lovely Monday. Definitely nice, gorgeous weather out there. What are you up to today, my friend?
I just pulled out of my driveway. I'm running down to Owasso to see Travis there for a minute.
How's that? The shop that he has there in Owasso, is that open to the general public, or is that by appointment only, or can anybody just go in there, or how? What is the setup on his office there, his shop?
Yeah, it's a regular retail shop.
That right in downtown Owasso, like whereabouts in Owasso?
I can tell you it's on Main Street, but where in Owasso that is, I couldn't tell you because I have no idea.
Roger that, Main Street in Owasso. Is there a name of his shop, or is it just a building, or what is it?
Yeah, I'll send you the information on it. I'm not sure that he would want it out on the air, but I'll send it to you.
Roger that, copy. So he sells like, he has like computers and radios and all sorts of stuff he sells up in there, or what?
Yeah, his main thing is computers and computer repair and things like that, and the radio thing is just kind of like a side thing.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, definitely. All right, man. Well, safe travels out there to Owosso, you know, definitely to and from, you know, all the way around. Definitely safe travels that way, for sure. And just heard you out there, wanted to jump in and say hello. And you enjoy the rest of your Monday today and have yourself a good day and enjoy the weather and all that and be safe out there. And we'll definitely talk again and go from there or whatnot. So you take care, my friend, and this will be WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, roger that. I finally got the Kenwood hooked up in the car here, so it sounds a lot better than the Motorola, considering where I'm at right now, because I'm south of where I live. But yeah, we'll chat with you later. Have yourself a wonderful one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Roger that. Yeah, the Kenwood is definitely sounding really good, man. Sounding really good. Crystal clear, loud and clear. Sounding real good, man. It's doing the job, definitely. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Station 218, WIUG 488, copy.
WIUG
218. You sounding good? It sounded really good today. Maybe because of sunshine?
I think conditions are real good today. Real good. I'm on the hearth. No trouble whatsoever there, roger.
Roger, there was a condition open yesterday too. I talked to Dane over there in Cleveland.
Copy that. I don't know what I went to bed early again last night. I was tired. I didn't hear it.
Well, I know how you feel. I know work that backyard is not easy. It really is not easy. I do that too sometime, roger?
I copy that. Well, it's all mowed anyway for this week, so let it go. Looks good. It's growing like crazy this time of year anyhow, you know.
You're right. I just started it, sunshine. That's all it is. They're growing like crazy, like you said, roger.
Copy that. We got probably a little over an inch of rain here. I think you got more rain up there, didn't you? About 2 inches or more there, roger?
Yeah, it came a lot of rain. And it came fast, too. It didn't stop at all. I don't know how long it took. Maybe over an hour. But it was a lot of rain. I would say about 3 inches of water, 3.5.
That's what I've seen on the news. So you got a good dose of water there. She's going to grow with that. And the sun. And the warm.
I even put that before the rain. I put, you know, feeds and put the seeds in, you know, feed it and fertilize there, and it growed. It really growed. And it killed those dandelion, the yellow flowers.
I do that every year.
Well, are you sounding good and good talking to you? I'm almost on my destination. I got to go get some, you know, grocery shopping at Costco, so I will talk to you a little bit later. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow. Too late in the day today. I'll do that tomorrow. Something to do. All right, Jack. Sound good in the mobile. I'll catch you this evening or something. WRZX 218, we're monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile, back in the mobile and monitoring.
Welcome back, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
USDI 432 monitoring and mobile.
WSGH 922 mobile and monitoring. WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 330, WSBM 993, mobile.
How's it going today?
Well, I'm pretty decent on this nice, lovely, beautiful Monday here. Nice weather out there, definitely. How's your day going, my friend?
Well, finally heading home from work, probably to do more work, but that's okay, I'm not at work.
Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding real good, man. Full quiet and loud and clear. Sounding really well, man. I'm over here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. You're doing great over this way, man.
Thanks. Good to know. Yeah, I'm coming off at Detroit 625, so I'm over here at Gross Point. I'm sorry, Detroit, just crossed into Detroit.
Roger that. Yeah, the personal on this end is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, call sign WSBM 993. Yeah, man, I just wanted to shout in there and say hello to you and acknowledge your call there and whatnot. So you have yourself a good rest of your day. Safe travels out there on the road and the expressway and all that good stuff. And enjoy the nice weather. And maybe we'll talk again sometime again. You take care. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring at your final.
Hey, Chad, you have a good one. This is WSFF 330. We're monitoring.
WSTH 922 in the mobile.
WSFF 793, what are you trying to enjoy the day using a handheld?
Yeah, more or less. It's been a long time since I've used it and sitting out here on the deck and I figured to see if this thing still works there, Roger.
Yeah, it's still working.
Heard earlier you're having problems again with the guy that owns the repeater, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what his problem is. I don't know why he targets me and you know, why I'm his only target, but I wish he would come out here and tell me what the problem is so we could straighten it out, okay?
Yep, definitely copy that one.
And so you say this old heap's working, eh?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
I said, you say this old heap is working, eh?
Yeah, it's definitely working good. You know, clean modulation, everything. I hit the repeater real good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You sound good yourself, by the way. Really good. Nice and clean there. Yeah, I haven't used this thing in a long time. This is what I started with, and I happen to be looking over at it, and it's just sitting there. So I said, well, let's go outside and see if he's still functioning there, okay?
Roger that. You got to check him out once in a while.
You know, I like this little thing. I'm actually enjoying myself talking on it. I don't know why, but I just do. I like this little thing. It always served me well since I've had it. They're okay.
Copy that. Oh, my God, this construction is going to be the death of me trying to get home.
Well, where are you at?
I was on Shaner South of Heat. They're redoing Shaner, they're redoing Meringue, redoing 7 Mile. Yay, yay, yay. You know, and then they, you know, oh, you got to go down the side street at the last minute. Okay, not really happy about that.
Yeah, Roger that. Then you get on the side street and you're behind a long line of cars who also had to take the side street. And you crawl down the side street till you get to, you know, till you get to your section, to the intersection, and it clears up. Yeah, it must be election year for the governor or something. There, he's fixing the damn roads there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. It's not so much a long line of cars, but some of the areas aren't the greatest. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I hear you there. No problem. I know what you mean there. Okay.
My friend, I'm going to pay attention here so I can get home safely. And we'll talk at you later. I might be on base later. WSFF330. We're clear on your final.
All right, Kurt. It's always good talking to you. I appreciate the radio check, and like I said, you're sounding really good, too. No sweat, no problems at all. Anyway, mobile safe, my friend. We'll talk at you later. WSSZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WRYY 263.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
You guys are in a repeater channel.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
432 WSGH 922.
How's it going, 922? WSGI 432, sorry.
Yeah, what's going on, Jimmy? How are you?
Too bad, just picked a kid up from school doing track practice and heading to a high school baseball game now.
Oh, yeah, fun stuff. I remember those days. Yep, for sure. It's nice weather, though, for it.
For sure. Last week I went to one and it was freezing cold, and today it's definitely a better day to be watching one.
Roger that. You been studying at all?
No, not lately. I've put it aside for a little bit here.
Yeah, roger that. You gotta put some time into it, though, for sure, once you decide you're going to do it. But just keep picking away. You'll get there.
Yeah, I need a book or something. Maybe I'll look online and see if there's some books to use to study. I can't do this just sitting in front of the screen all day.
Yeah, there's several of them available. I just don't know right offhand to tell you, but there's a bunch of them out there available.
When I get home tonight, I'll research on that there.
You hear those kids?
Negative. Once in a while, I hear the dispensary around the corner, but I turned my squelch up, and it seemed to have blocked them out, so I don't know if maybe they're on a non-frequency channel and I'm still picking them up somehow, or...
Yeah, I got that happening here. I just, I can hear a couple of kids playing around and the mom talking to them, but I'm not sure what channel they're on.
Not sure. If I had to guess, I'd probably say they're on the 725, channel 22, I believe.
Yeah, but I don't think, I guess I would be able to hear them if they were close, even if they didn't have the tones in the radio.
Yeah, I'm not a professional at this yet, but that's what I would guess anyways.
Yeah, roger that, me either, but anyways, I can hear them. They got to be close to me playing around. It sounds like they're in a pool or around the pool and the mom's talking to them, but anyways. All right, Jimmy, we'll talk at you later. I heard you out there, so I thought I'd say hi. WSGH 922, we'll be clear on your final.
All right, man, you have yourself a good day, and it was good talking to you. This is WSGI 432, and I'll be monitoring for a minute.
WSHW 556, monitoring.
556, I believe you said. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How's it going?
Yeah, not too terribly bad. Enjoying the sunshine, more or less. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing all right. Just got off of work.
Well, that's definitely always a good thing.
Yeah, I just got home. Getting ready to settle down for a little while.
Yeah, I've kind of been in and out, back and forth, all over the place, doing all kinds of stuff today, and yeah, I think I'm going to go home, relax for a few minutes, and then go out, take the dogs for a little stroll since it's so nice out, and then call it a day.
Man, nothing wrong with that.
Especially since it's such a nice day out.
What did you say your call sign was again? I didn't quite catch it at the beginning there.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Ah, okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I had it correct for my log.
Roger that, not a problem. I wish I could keep a log, but it's kind of hard to keep a log when you're driving.
Yeah, that is true. But, alright, well, I guess since you're driving, I'll leave you be. Definitely be safe out there. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Hopefully I'll hear back from you some other time. This is WSHW 556, clear and monitoring on your final.
I'm in a bad spot, not sure I'll make it, but Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, have a good night.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
I'm up grabbing some hay and I was just watching the feedback. I don't think I've ever had a signal this high and this clear from this repeater.
Oh, you were on the Sheboygan repeater. I thought you were on the Hebron repeater.
Well, I mean,
you're on the George repeater.
Could you repeat that 544? I believe you doubled with somebody.
Oh. If you want, we can switch over to the other one.
Oh, doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, we can switch over there. WSET 544, clear frequency.
WQZJ969, clear the frequency.
WSHW556, you got a lot of static behind you. I can hardly understand you. All I caught was the radio check. time I didn't understand a single thing. You kept cutting it out.
Are you on the Flint repeater?
No, I'm on the Saginaw repeater. WSHW 556. You want to repeat that? You were awful broken up. A lot of static behind your transmission.
For the station calling for a radio check in there. You're making it a fair amount of static. Maybe try it again. WRVV 525.
This is WRVV.
Okay, yeah, I didn't quite catch the call sign. It was breaking up, but you're in there, just not a clear signal.
Okay, appreciate it. WRVV 829 is
good. Okay, I think I got it, 829. All right, I don't know if you want to change the position or anything like that, but close. It'll get better. You get a little better position or some more power or something maybe. Anyway, WRVV 525, I'll be listening.
Try it via this repeater, WRVG 829.
Oh yeah, much better. That was good. Which repeater are you on now?
Originally on the Mount Clemens repeater, I just moved to Detroit.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if they were having issues with that, the Mount Clemens one. I haven't heard any updates if it still needs repair or what, so it could have just been the repeater on the last one. I'm on the Detroit repeater here myself.
Yeah, you sound really good here. I'm not so sure how different it is from the other one, but if I'm sounding okay, then that's good enough for me.
Yeah, you're sounding good. What's your location?
I'm at 15 Mile and Ryan in Sterling Heights.
Okay, yeah, I'm over here near 8 Southfield, in Southfield here. Yes, I would think it's probably an issue with the repeater then, because you're kind of probably closer to the Mount Clemens, but you're coming in clear on Detroit, so I'm going to chalk it up as a repeater issue on that one.
Seems like everybody that I talk to over on that side of town, whether it's on this repeater or another one, they're broken up with static for some reason. Could just be where I'm at in Sterling Heights or something directly to the east of me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe it could be. Or I know that there was an issue where some water got in a line in the wintertime, and as far as I know, like, I hadn't heard them getting a chance to get in there and repair that, so it could be an issue related to that, too. But either way, you're good on Detroit, so I would stick there. WRVV525.
Is clear.
Okay, I think I heard a 771 in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, WRVT 771. Yeah, I'm actually downtown right now, and you're coming through good. Very, very good right now once you switch repeaters. So forget the Macomb one until they get it fixed. But on the Detroit one, you're coming through insanely awesome.
Well, that's good to hear. This radio is actually a warranty return. The last one went bad, and they sent me this one. I was afraid I was going to get another bad signal report, but it seems to be working okay, so I guess I'll go with that.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just now leaving downtown Detroit, and you're coming amazing down here. So I would put it as a repeater issue, not so much as your radio issue.
Well, yeah, the last radio lost transmit altogether, so obviously I'm doing better than that. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. WRVG 829.
Copy that, sir. And the other station that was out there, sorry for cutting in, that is WRVG 771.
A29, this is 772, Shelby Township. All you guys are coming in loud and clear and strong, and I'm off to Macomb repeater.
You certainly sound nice and strong coming in on the Macomb repeater. There's no problems with that whatsoever.
Yeah, copy that. It's been working for a while.
Anybody got Troy 575 programmed in handy? I'd like to try it over there too, if anybody's got a chance to do it.
Troy 575.
Switching over to Troy 575, WRVG 829, clear on this frequency.
WFDX 302 for a radio session?
Not good.
All right, well, I guess you must have heard me a little bit. I'm on a DM-30. So thanks for the radio check.
About 50%. Like I said, not good. So I heard the GM30. Got that much. Good luck.
Radio check, your Wish Washington Shelby Township. WFGG 772, monitoring.
WSTX, you stand center, trying to see if this one comes in any better. Anybody can just get in.
You're all watch, radio
check. Okay, I'm sure I'm probably pushing, and I'm about 60 miles from the repeater on it. All right, thanks, man. WSTX 302 clear.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
WSHR 566, Shelby Radio Sound.
I can hear you, but it's a little washy.
All right, I'll just switch it from Lacombe Pier to this. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. For the SHR 566.
WRXD 901, WSTY 438. WSDY 438 clear. Or less than.
The text message, there's one net goes in the morning, 5 days, and that is www.gm. That would be 443-075. I sent it to you on a text message. Those guys run in the morning. They run on the IB, the ham site. And I tell you, they all over the world.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll check out the text there. I appreciate that. So, yeah, that's great. Oh, that's great. Sounds good. So, yeah, the conditions are pretty good for now. As long as we get this cold water with the warm air over the top of it, we get that little skip over there. So, so hopefully it'll keep going here for a while, hopefully. But real good. So what, so now what, on GM or us side, are you running HD now, or what are you running now?
Well, now you believe I'm on the KYT MD9600. That is a 50 watt, but it's not on 50 watt, it's on medium watt.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. What do you have for the antenna? I probably asked that before, but what do you have for the antenna?
The tram antenna, VHF, UHF. I changed from that antenna, the harvest. I took it down and I put the tram on because I wanted to go on VHF, UHF. But on this radio, it's got digital, so I have a digital ID if you want it.
Oh, that's okay. No, I just wondered. It sounds good there, so no problem at all. Yeah, I just was wondering, so we'll have to see. I've got a directional antenna. I might have to, seems like it's got a good, kind of good match on this band, so we'll see. Might have to use that as the summer goes on here, so we shall see. Anyway, real good. Sounds like real good, and hopefully conditions will hold up here, but you're sounding good. And oh yeah, I was gonna ask, did you look into getting that 710 for the HF band, for the ham band there?
You know, you believe that I called at the Gigabyte store, and they told me tomorrow is the last day for that deal, and I got the deal for $884. That FT 710. It's a good radio. It's XR radio. That is nothing just for, you know, skip line.
Hey, all right. That's great. That's good to hear that, Jack. Yeah, that's a nice radio for sure. And then, yeah, you could actually connect up a big screen to that and look at the signals there, SDR-wise. So that's really cool. So, well, you're all set there. So you'll be happy with that, I'm sure. And that's a good deal you got, too. I'm happy for you there.
Roger that, yeah, I'm going to be happy, but you know what? There's something going to pull me back. I got to study now and get that a license.
Yeah, I know. You can still do some 10-meter there. You can do 10-meters, so, but yeah, you'll get it, no problem. And then you can start listening around stuff, all that stuff on the other stuff there, so, anyway, Jack, I'll let you go. Good to talk to you over here on this side, and, hope the conditions will keep going here for a while. And thanks for the text. We'll talk again sooner than later. And you have a great evening. WSAI 47 Cleveland, I'll be clear.
Dan, you're really sounding good. Sound like you're sitting by me. You take care, we'll talk again. Here or there, it doesn't matter. Catch you later. WIUG, great week.
WRUG 488. This is WRFK 359. Thank you, you're really happy.
Robert, how are you doing today? I know it's sunshine out there. I was sitting out there with a shirt on, T-shirt, and two radios. Yeah, I bought me a radio.
But, you know, the old folks around here, like me, I can't never figure out how to program it. I got one of those kids, they call it the kid radio. And, I'm trying to hook it up to my cell phone, put chirp to it, but I can't find those chirp website.
You want to do it on the computer, you got chirp.com. If you don't find it, find the buffering. See if the sometimes the buffering they'll tell you to go on that one. Or I don't know, maybe the check GM30. Check these out before you do anything. But I think it's very simple if you do it by your hand. People do it by your hand. Roger.
Was it all day? Came about three, and I'm gonna give it quits for right now. But I can't get no channels on it whatsoever. I do that. GMRS on it. But when I tried talking to my other walkie-talkie, the voice was all scrambled. So. And I was trying to get the channels in there. Only thing I could pick up on there is the FM radios, the broadcasting.
Well, Robert, here's what you do. You gotta have that radio a little bit away from you. That way you don't have that voice. You know, the second voice, it might pick it up. Or you do it if you have a Bluetooth. You can go on your cell phone and do it from your cell phone. If you got a cell phone with a Bluetooth.
Yeah, the one I picked up, it's got the Bluetooth. It's got the airband. It's got the ham. It's got the GPS. I mean, not GPS. GR radio service here. And it's got a airband. It's got the Bluetooth, I was trying to get it connected to my cell phone, but I probably have to get the website on there first before I can try it, you know, to do it, because I don't have the program cable for the computer for this. It's totally a different one.
Then, you know what, try it with your cell phone, if you got a Bluetooth on it. Try it, if it doesn't work, you know, to me, the programming, I don't know what kind of program that one had, but all the programming, it should be same, one long and one short. It should be the same.
The only thing I like about this radio is it's got that Roger beep that the police got on it. When they like all the bicycles, that's what it's got on it. I can play with that. That works fine.
Yeah, but you don't need no Roger beep at all. Roger?
Roger, Dodger. All right, I'm going to calm down here a little bit before I throw it against the wall. That's what you call airtime, I guess. All right, I'll talk to you later, Jack. I'm going to probably look at it tomorrow after I get back with the doctors. What makes it bad is I can't read the manual. It's not because I can't. I can read some of it. But I'm getting cataracts, and everything that I look at on the pages look like, barcode scans. That's all it looks like to me.
computer is a little bit bigger, because you can zoom those letters and numbers. Roger.
I got one of those, what do you call it? I can't think of the name now. But the RFK is due by that identification. Not a laptop. I only got one. But no, a tablet. I got a tablet. It might have a Bluetooth on it. I have to look out into it and see. It's a lot bigger than that cell phone is.
Yeah, well, the tablet, it makes a difference, too, from the cell phone. Cell phone is very hard to read. I have a hell of a time sometime reading that cell phone, too. Roger. W-I-N-G. Grade 8.
Yeah, I told my wife, I go, she got mad because I ordered it. But I had a snowball. It was so bad, I had to make it a big snowball. But I told her I like it because it's got a bigger screen on it. I can see the numbers. Because all of the other one is, oh God, 5 years old, and it's a B-Tech, and it's got the little screen on it. You can't hardly even see the numbers.
Yeah, there's some of them like that. You know, I just bought one. They call it Rocktel 860. That one has got a small screen, but you can see it in the sun. You believe that? I just got one in the mail.
Yeah, this thing here was only $26 for one. I was looking at, they had one for for $50. You've got two radios, four batteries, two hand mics, two chargers, two wires to plug them into the chargers, and two cradles. All for, I think it was $56 or $50. I can't remember exactly, but that's what they got. And I was going to try to get the yellow one, but that don't make no sense. They want more for the yellow one than they do the black one. I got the black one.
Sure. Well, Bob, man, I forgot I called you Bob. Anyhow, I don't know, but stay away from that GPS. Do not download that GPS on the radio. It might slow it down. Roger.
I don't think this has got GPS, not this one, though. It's got everything else on it, but it don't got no GPS on it. It's not got one. It don't work.
I got you, Robert. But make sure the audio too. Like I said, you know how you do that? You know, put the other radio maybe another room or two rooms and see if you can hear it.
10-4, yeah. All right, Jake, I'm going to cut it short because I'm trying to put this little teeny screw in the back of the radio for the belt buckle thing. So, I'll talk to you later tomorrow, see if I got it, tell you if I got it or not. So, 7833, have a good evening, and stay posty, I guess, for whatever you want to do it. 7833, WRFK, 359, we're club with WRFQ. No, WRUG488. Clear on your file a little bit more.
Hey, Robert. Good to hear from you out there, and you take care. Take it easy. Go outside a little bit. Take the fresh air. Have a good evening. We'll talk later anyhow. WRUG488.
STI 432 mobile and monitoring.
This is WRN 49. Oh, what am I saying? Okay. This is WRN Z342. Can you guys hear me up there?
WSHW 556, read you loud and clear.
Thank you very much, yeah. I'm in Howland, Ohio. And, okay, I just wanted to, I heard you guys coming to, I'm on the other one in Toledo. And we're on the same frequency, but we got a different tone. So, okay, good that I'm making it. Okay, I will look to you guys and maybe talk to you guys up here if there's any conversations going on. Because our channel down here is dead. There's nobody talking up here.
Yeah, it's not often we get people from Ohio all the way up here.
Oh, yeah, you get me sometimes, and you get Brian. Brian sometimes can get you guys up there, too, once in a while. Brian, I don't remember what his call is, but, yeah. But, yeah, we don't, yeah, there's not too many of us in Ohio to talk to you guys. But when we try.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to hear you coming all the way from down there. Definitely not very often. If you don't mind me asking, what did you say your call sign was again? I just want to add it to my log. I like to keep track of everyone I talk to.
WRNZ342.
All right, I got it that time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well, it's nice to talk to somebody up here. I tell you, because it's been kind of, like I said, you guys have been really getting hard up here, so I just changed tones to see if I can talk to you guys. All right. The conditions must be opened up now.
And like I said, it's definitely nice to hear from you anytime you get the chance, you know. If the weather conditions permit it and you can get through, more than welcome to talk to us, especially me. I'm open to anybody. Especially when I'm bored and have nothing to do, it's nice to talk to at least somebody.
I definitely hear that one. Yeah, me too. When they hit. Yeah, I just, you know, I get on the radio off and on, and when I have the chance, I try to get on here to talk, because a lot of times I can't get out here, because I'm always working at the park down here. There's a, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Toledo Metroparks down here. A lot of times I'm working for the Toledo Metroparks, and so, yep.
Well, you're definitely making it a good ways, because I'm located out in Saginaw, so you're loud and clear on my end.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're nice and loud, too. Very loud.
Oh, that's definitely good to know. I honestly didn't think my signal made it all the way out there. That's actually kind of surprising.
Hey. Hey, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Roger, please. Please, please. It's got to be out. Roger?
This is not a Roger beam. Jack, this is a tone that IDs my radio. This is an ID tag. Copy?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if you can do anything with that one. Anyhow, you're doing good things. I'm glad you called back here. I haven't heard you out there a long time. I hear everybody else, but not you.
Yeah, I've been kind of busy. And, oh no, I try not to ride no, I try not to run no Roger beepers on any of these repeaters, I tell you. This is just for, like, our radios out here
We got like a club down here that it gives us IDs to tell us who's talking on the air. It's like a, it's almost like a text message that it comes back and forth. That's what these are. And that, and if it comes right, if it gets kind of bad, I can maybe put to my other 400. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I got a 400 that don't do that. So.
All right. You take care and have a good evening. We'll talk again. WIUG
38. Okay, Jack, you have a final out there. That's been a long time since I talked to you too. And I think I know you've been talking to Brian, haven't you?
No, you know what? I haven't heard Brian at all. And I know your name is Eric. Roger.
My name is Stephanie. I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie, I really never heard nothing out of Brian, no. I haven't heard nothing. Even Greg over there at 296, I haven't heard him out there either.
Yep. I thought maybe you talked to Brian, because Brian was up here maybe a few days ago, and I didn't know. He must have been out there then, Jack. Okay, well, thanks, then. It's been nice talking to you. I'm glad that I can hit you. Because a lot of times I cannot hit you guys as loud as it is right now.
Well, yeah, because the band is open. It was open 2 days ago, the band. You take care and have a good evening. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard of Greg out there, 296. Do you ever heard anything from him?
No, I haven't.
Come on back.
No, I did not, Jack. No, I did not.
Because I got my ham ticket, and I'm on most of the time, I'm on a ham radio. Roger?
Yeah, definitely hear that. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Take care again. We'll talk again. WIUG 38.
Okay, WRN V342 on the side listening. Okay, good. Got a little bit of talking on the radio. Okay, I'm on the side listening.
WSHR 566 to WSTU 844. You got a copy?
WSTU 844. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, Sherman?
Well, not much. Just Kelly and I are sitting back here on the deck enjoying the sunset. What you up to?
Oh, nothing. I was just listening to the radio traffic on here a little bit. I was waiting to hear you on there, so I figured I'd give you a shout, see if you're out there.
Yeah, I was just doing a little bit of stuff around outside of the house and added some more stuff for the red light up around the house. And did you do anything? Did you take any pictures last night?
Oh, I forgot tonight. The only thing I got on is my porch light and my coach light. But yeah, when I turn them on, I'll go out and I'll take a picture of them and send them to you.
Roger. Yeah, and I'll like I said, I've got pictures. I'll send them to you. I'm gonna post them on Facebook and on my little fun group I have, Rice's Pond on Pina Rosa.
Roger that. Hey, I wanted to let you know I switched to the Detroit repeater and I was hitting it today. And I talked to a guy, he says a little scratchy, but he said I was coming in kind of good.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, around this time, summertime in the fall, or spring, summer, fall, yeah, you'll be able to hit it with no problem with the weather being right.
Roger that. Yeah, so I ordered that that pager today.
Copy that. The G4, right?
Yeah, copy on that. And Tanya said for my birthday, her and I'm gonna talk to my daughters though, but her and my daughters are gonna chip in and get you that that one you told me to get, the speaker, where it charges and has a speaker, and you gotta buy the antenna separate. It's a telescoping antenna, so they're gonna buy that for my birthday and all that.
That's cool. I think that antenna comes with the charger speaker, amplified speaker. I think that antenna comes with it also, if not mistaken, for what, 140 something.
Yeah, the unit is 149. I think it says it has a built-in antenna, but you can buy an antenna and put on it. It's like $11. I seen it on Ray's pagers today.
I'm sorry, Kelly was saying something to me. You want to repeat what you said?
Yeah, so when I was on Ray's site today, they had that telescoping antenna on there, and it goes on the back of that charger. The one that you were talking about, yeah, it's 141. Plus, if you can buy the antenna, it's like $10 or something like that.
Oh, okay. So they don't antenna doesn't come with that unit unless that's a different kind of antenna.
Well, from what I read, there's like an external antenna in it. But if you want to get out more or get better frequency on it or more stuff, you can get the telescoping one, far as I know.
Copy that. Yeah, I haven't been on Ray's site in a while, so copy that.
Yeah, it's already shipped. I ordered it, and not even 10 minutes later or 15 minutes later, it was already... had a label for it and waiting for UPS to pick it up, and they shipped. It's already been shipped and should be here on Wednesday, maybe possibly tomorrow, but I think more Wednesday.
That's awesome.
And I'll just have to get somebody to program, either Gary or that other friend of mine, one of the two.
Copy that. Yeah, I think most of St. Clair County and Tuscola County uses those pagers for being toned out.
Oh yeah, I wonder if Chris Carr is in Clay Township too. I'm wondering if he's got a pager like that. When I talk to him again, I should ask him.
He does. Yep.
All right, I just wanted to get on here and say hello to you and tell Kelly I said hi, and probably talk to you tomorrow. WSHR 566, clear after your final.
Roger, roger. Thanks for the shout. And Kelly says hi to you and Tanya. And
he makes fun of me again.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy. So you guys have a great evening, and let me know when you get the radio sent to the house. So, all right, have a good one. I'll talk to you later, WSTU 844, and we'll be clear and monitoring.
Okay, this is WRN V342. Okay, I'm using the other Motorola that don't have that, and I'll... Okay, Jack, if you can hear me, I won't use it that much up here then, because I was just seeing if it was working.
If you can hear me, Jack, I'll use this one. This one should be as loud as the other one.
I heard you, 3-4-2. Now it's sounding good, too. On that one, too. It's Motorola. It's a good radio. Roger.
Roger on that, Jack. Yeah, okay. If I'm on this one, okay, I'll just do that, because I know that you guys have that, and I just wanted to blow the dust out of it, because usually I use this one, but, okay, yeah. All right, Dan, I'll just let you get back to whatever you're doing. I just wanted to let you know that I changed back to the other Motorola that don't have that.
No problem, buddy. You take care again. We'll talk again, don't worry. Keep it trying. Keep it trying every day. You might be lucky we can get through, because we've been lucky here for the past all week. Somebody there. Roger?
Roger on that. Jack, yeah. I've heard you a few times, but then it seems like it kind of fades out and everything else. But, yeah, okay, well, I can try maybe tomorrow or something like that. I'm going to listen to it all night and see if I can get the conditions drop. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm always up till 10 o'clock at night, 10:30.
I'm up to usually about maybe 1 or 2, so there you go.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good evening. W-I-U-G.
Congratulations that you got your handband. That you're on the handband. That's good. I like that. Okay with that. This is WRN, D342. Okay, I'm sitting outside and listening. And seeing if anybody else wants to come back to me.
WSGU 844. Hello, Jack. Hope all's well.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing okay. How about yourself? You sound better. You sound like you had a cold earlier in the week, last week, so you're sounding good.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I had a cold. I don't know, but I'm sounding good today anyhow, because the weather acted up a little bit. 80-degree weather, which is good. Roger?
Roger, Roger. Yes, it feels good out here. Yeah, wife and I are sitting out here on the back porch.
Roger, the station from Ohio, I don't know if you want to give a shout to there or not. You know, you can do that. Station 342.
I think I will. 342. Got a copy on WSGU 844. We're here in Lapeer, Michigan. Where's your location?
I'm in Holland, Ohio. Holland, Ohio. Real close to Toledo, Ohio.
Sounding real good. Real good up here.
You guys are, yeah, you're loud. I mean, I thought maybe you guys were, we're using the same repeater on, you know, but you're not using the one out here on downtown Toledo, so I looked and I said, okay, yeah, you guys are using the other one, so, yep, I changed my tones back up to this one, you know, to where I could talk to you guys, because we're on a different tone than what you guys are.
Yeah, I'm up here in Lapeer County, and I'm off the Mayville repeater, which is the next county north of me, and it's only about 15 miles, and we're in the thumb of Michigan here. So, yeah, you're coming in real strong. I'm off a walkie-talkie with the rubber ducky antenna, so, yeah, it's you're coming in strong also.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what repeater I'm bouncing off of. Whatever, GMRS 4 is, I don't know if I'm coming out of, off of Detroit or where I'm coming from. But, and my dog, I bet you can hear my dog in the background. But yeah, I ain't too sure which repeater I'm bouncing off of.
I have to look it up on my GMRS or that. But yeah, we were talking to a gentleman from Lauren, Ohio, a few days ago, and he was coming as strong as you were.
Sherman.
Go ahead.
It's Boston on a 625 repeater, Detroit.
Copy that.
Thanks, Jack. I wasn't too sure if I was coming out of, I thought I was coming out of Detroit, but I wasn't going to. Okay, yeah, so I'm coming out of Detroit then. Good, okay.
That's amazing what these repeaters can do. By the way, the handle here is Sherman, WSGU844.
Well, like I said, everybody sounds good, and that I think there was one guy that came out here, I think, one time, that I think he was in, I think maybe he was in Cleveland, Ohio, too, one time. I think I heard him up here, too, talking one time, or I think I heard a guy from Cleveland, Ohio, one time.
Roger, roger. All right, well, I'm going to clear out here and let other anybody else that wants to talk to you, but by the way, my name is Sherman, so I didn't get your name there, but I hope to talk to you again. This is WSTU844. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
My question is Stephanie, out here in Holland, Ohio. Okay, well, all right, I'll be on the side listening, too, and see if anybody else wants to get back to me or wants to get back to you or whatever. Okay, I'm on the side.
I'm sorry, somebody keyed up on you for your personal. I didn't get it, but I heard you're from Holland, Michigan. Or, I'm sorry, Ohio.
Stephanie. Copy? Stephanie.
Roger, roger. Stephanie, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, and hope to hear you again.
Roger, roger. What was your call sign?
WR342.
I copy that. We got someone playing games up here. But, yeah, Stephanie, pleasure talking to you and hope to talk to you again. Take care. WSGU844.
Try it again. WRNZ342. That is my call.
Copy that. Thank you.
I'm on the side listening.
All right, Jack, if you're still out there, hope you have a good evening. Good talking to you. Take care of yourself. And we'll talk to you again later. WSGU844.
Sherman, I'm still here. No problem. You take care and have a good evening. Yeah, somebody out there playing around a little bit, you know. Can't do nothing about it. Take care again. WIUG, 48.
Copy. Yeah, it's very sad. WSGU844.
Monitoring. WSDX302 for radio check.
WSHW556, you're a little
crackly and a bit staticky in the background, but I can read you.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I'm a long way from the repeater. I'm all the way in Ann Arbor, so with a 5-watt radio. Thanks, so I'm glad I'm heard you play. WSTX 302.
Not a problem. Can definitely tell you're a ways away, but you're, for the most part, readable, although that last transmission, I only caught bits and pieces. But either way, best of luck to you. WSHW-556, clear and monitoring.
WSBX-302, clear. Yes. Have a good night.
WSUY 842. WSBY 676, stand by. Good evening. This is Travis, WSUY 842, flipped. Just working on the base station here. Checking some stuff out. Surprised I can't hit the Saginaw system anymore. Normally I can reach up and snap on that, but not tonight.
Well, you're hitting Detroit signal right now.
Indeed, that is working. Yeah. Somebody dropped off a cool piece of equipment at my office today. It was a Motorola MOCOM from the 70s. Crystal-based radio. I'm looking at trying to restore it. Going through the old service manual. Oh my goodness. Things we don't do on radio no more.
Yep, I know. I got an old MOCOM 70. I forgot what's a 70. I guess it's a 70. Mobile that's still sitting around here. And a handheld.
Believe it or not, depending on which model it is, it can be tuned up for GMRS and crystals. I'm trying to find a place to buy crystals.
That I wouldn't know. We're going to have to find out, and then I can use these ones I got.
Do you have the control heads and the microphones and all that?
14 control heads and microphones. And the long wire.
Oh, so it must be low band. Those things are worth a fortune. The ones that go for 6 meters on the ham band or, what is it, 28 megahertz on ham band 10 meters? Those are quite the catch for guys that are looking for some repeater transmitters or receivers or just playing radios. I've got just a VHF one, which seems to be a mutt.
Mine's are the UHF ones. On the repeater.
Oh, that's the way to go. Because I got mine. I got the 100 hertz tone crystal, and I just need to get the crystals to make it useful on ham radio, and then that thing will be fine. But it's not on UHF, it's not VHF. Beggars can't be choosers. It just got dropped off that way.
No, babies can't be choosy. Something else will pop up for you.
I checked out a couple websites. They're email us. They got calculators on there. They tell you what frequency, but you got to email them to find out what the crystal is. but they sell them crystals now so cheap. Back in the day, I used to spend $50-$75 per crystal. Now they're like $6 a crystal mailed to your house.
That's a good deal. That's a damn good deal. I mean, sorry about that. That was a good deal.
Hey, you were right the first time around, really. Yeah, it is a doggone good deal, because I wholeheartedly expected to spend $200 on crystals. And if I'm only going to spend $15 on crystals, because I already have the 100 Hertz PL, I'll be thrilled. I have a garage radio. MOCOM doesn't care where it's at.
Nope. It don't care as long as it's transmitting. As long as it's transmitting and working. It don't care. Sound like somebody's trying to get in there, so WXBY 676 standing by for a minute.
Well, we caught something monitoring a whole bunch of snow on that. A lot of static. I'm not sure who that might be.
Call sign, if I'm getting out, is WSC.
Something. Well, anyway, hey, Detroit, I guess I understand you can use a small PCB that will oscillate the frequency you need, and it'll connect into the MOCOM. I want to say it's a Adreno, something like that, an Uno something, but it'll create the instance of a crystal via digital means. WSUI 842.
WRFX 966.
WSCY 842.
WSHW 556. WSBM 993. Copy. Last call. WSHW 556. WSBM 993. Copy. WSHW 556, clear.
WRWF, Petersburg, Michigan, Monitor.
Station out of Petersburg, go ahead. WING, bringing Rochester Hills.
Hey, Jack, WRWF 516 on this end. Sorry, I think I really hit you partway through there. Figured I'd jump in there and say hello. We're getting into the season where I'm able to hit the repeater and try to get from way out here, so good to hear you out there, Jack. WRWF516, Frank on this end.
It's good to hear you out there. I haven't heard you in a long time. Roger?
Yeah, it's been since about last fall when conditions were right out here.
My bad, the conditions are right. You know, it's been like this from 4 days ago. The condition was good. The band was open. I talked to Cleveland, Ohio. Always on these days, up to today, too.
Very nice. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The, I don't know, I usually just run a scan here on my radio with an open tone and see what I can capture, so to speak.
Do me a favor, refresh my mind, where you're at exactly?
Petersburg, Michigan. I'm off of US 23, about 12 miles north of Toledo, Ohio.
Anyhow, how you doing today? I really haven't heard you. You're right about from last summer, Roger.
Doing all right. Working through a bunch of stuff here. We ended up with a whole bunch more stuff here. Cleaning out storage units for grandparents and such. Holy moly. Sorting through it all. There's a lot of stuff.
You're right about that. It's always a work out there. Believe me, I have to do so much, and it's still not done yet, and go out there because I got 2.5 lot out there, and the garage, you should see the garage is upside down, because everybody in the family says, oh, can you store this in your garage? Can you store this? Yeah, okay, no problem. Bring him in.
Yeah, my garage kind of looks like I'm a hoarder right now, but we're going to be selling a whole lot of stuff here coming up soon at the flea market down there in Romulus. Next few weekends, we'll probably be there with a booth.
Hi, Jared. Well, I don't know when you're going to be at Romulus, but let me know ahead.
Roger that. I'll be there all weekend at the flea market this weekend for sure. I'll be there all weekend long.
I know what you're saying, that the flea market down at Romulus, yeah, you're right. I know about it. I've been there a couple of times. That was it. Roger?
It's not a terrible place. We usually do pretty good selling stuff there.
That's good. Is there any, like a jewelry place or a radio place there? You know, like they sell speakers and all that over there too?
Yeah, it's all outdoor though. They don't have anything indoors that I'm aware of. But yeah, they sell a little bit of everything out there. It's like a giant garage sale.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been in Pontiac or not. There's one, and Telegraph, there's one out there. It's always outside and inside. But the summer, you know, it's going to be outside too. Roger?
Yeah, there's Dixieland up there. I used to live about 2 miles away from there. Back before I got my GMRF license, I used to listen to you guys out there on the Troy repeater all the time. And, yeah, I lived right in downtown Pontiac for about 8 years. I was off Johnson Street. I used to go to that flea market quite a bit, not as a seller, but just to kind of browse around. It's a pretty neat place.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I've been in Pontiac. I had a friend of mine lived down there at Pontiac. The name of the street he used to live on.
I had a pretty decent time living there. Pontiac wasn't bad to me, but it wasn't somewhere where you want to raise a family nowadays, so I got out of there.
talk about maybe, what's that, 25 years ago. And he used to live in, not fine, that subdivision, and he moved out. He moved way up north, so. All right, well, good talking to you, and let's hear from you from now on. I'll be monitoring this all the time, because now I got my ham ticket, so I go on a ham lots of time. Roger.
Awesome, glad to hear that, man. I'm working my way up there. I just got other priorities at the moment. The way I see it, once I get my amateur license, it's a gateway to spending more money. I'm trying to make more money. So, anyway, it was good hearing you, Jack. Good talking with you. We'll be out here monitoring WRWF 516 Petersburg, Michigan.
Buddy. Tell me about the money. I already spend money a lot. Buy this and buy this and buy a new radio. That's a headache. Really, I just bought the Angel, and that is a big ticket money.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I bought a brand new radio. Everything that I have that I run here, I do a lot on TV as well. Yeah, everything pretty much that I have here, I've either inherited or bought you from somebody here.
I still own, I had a Drake from 82, 4XC and MS4, and the other one that was 4XC. I still have them. I'm trying to get rid of them. I called the guy in Ohio, and that guy said, yeah, I'll give you $200 for them. I said, okay, no problem. But he said, yeah, you got to ship them there. He said, you got to take them to the post office or something. And I said, yeah, how much is shipping you think it's going to cost? He said, it's going to cost you about $150.
Yeah, well, you're shipping something with tubes in it. Absolutely. Got to be packaged up real nice and neat. If you're just in Ohio, you're almost better off meeting up with them somewhere. But yeah, it's tough when you're shipping old glass like that.
You're right. And you know, what am I going to get? $50? I might as well keep them here to look for somebody for them. Roger.
And take them to a swap meet one day.
I don't know, and they swapped me someplace.
Well, not off the top of my head, but they're usually advertised all over Facebook shortly before they happen. I'm honestly behind. I usually keep a list of the meat because I did have a lot of gear that I was selling at one point, but I'm kind of fizzled out there, so I haven't really kept track. Pretty sure there's one coming up soon at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. I know they do one up there in Troy somewhere. And I think there's one in Warren, like the Macomb County area. I'm not really 100% sure. Some of these other guys that are out here pretty regularly probably have a better idea than I of what's going on locally.
All right. I'll find out anyhow. I met a lot of people here, so I'll ask them around, see what's happening. Some of them don't know any, you know, any buyer for those Drake radios. So, all right, good talking to you. I'm gonna let you back out of here a little bit, and really good to hear from you. Keep in touch. WIG 48.
Have a good night, Jack. WRWF 516, we're clear.
WRUG-488, WRUU-850. Wrong radio, Jack, but I'll meet you over there.
WSAA-336, monitoring.
Check on some other radios I have in the garage. I didn't know if they were any good or not.
Yeah, I could hear you. What's your call sign?
WRVP-771.
Said WRVP-771.
That is correct.
Yeah, you're making it a little bit of popcorn or static behind you, but I can make you out. Sounding pretty good.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm trying to set up something new in the garage here. Running an antenna up to the ceiling. So just seeing how it's working out. So if I sound good on this, I guess I'll stick with it. But, yeah, maybe I'll put it outside the garage.
You got a mag mount antenna or something, or what do you got inside? And what kind of radio?
Yeah, it's a mag mount antenna. I have an AWIN AT1AG that I found on Amazon. It's been working pretty well. I have a GMRS Pro that I use in the car. Just trying to find a unit to use in the garage. So now that I got hooked up to the antenna, it's been working pretty well, but trying to
make sure it's okay. Oh, roger that. Yeah, you're sounding good. Definitely making the repeater for sure.
Oh, copy that there. I appreciate it. Yeah, maybe I might want to move it to another spot here, so I'll do that, and I'll get back with you and make sure it sounds okay. I appreciate it. WRVP-771.
Roger that. WSGH-92 will be standing by.
92, I apologize, but if you don't mind me asking, where are you coming from?
I'm up here in Burton, working off the Flint repeater.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm in Rosenblatt, Michigan, so I feel like that's a pretty good ways away.
Yeah, did you say you're in Roseville?
A
confirm. Roseville, Michigan.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah. So these repeaters are all linked together. I think there's one on Mount Clemens and one in Detroit, so you're probably working off one of those two. But it goes all the way up to Saginaw Bay City, and then there's one in Sheboygan. So they're all linked.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm aware of that. I appreciate it, though. Some of the ones around here, you get a little CG every now and again, so, yeah, I guess it's just straight ones working well on my my garage radio. I'm going to keep it on that. I'm between Roseville and Macomb, and I know Macomb's been having some issues, but, yeah, if I can use the drive here and I'm hitting you, then that's awesome.
Roger that. All right, sir. Well, I'll be here listening if you want to come back and see how that's working in a different spot. So WSGH will be, WSGH 922 will be on the side here listening.
Definitely appreciate that, 922. Yeah. Let me work on some stuff. I might come back to you in a second. But I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. WRVT 771. I'll be working on my
Yeah, mine's one of those knock-up Chinese ones, but my dump box is hydraulic. Thank you.